Barack Obama arrived in Tampa early this afternoon to promote early voting in the Sunshine State. But before Obama reached the stage at Steinbrenner Field, five members of the newly crowned American League champion Tampa Bay Rays appeared, with rookie sensation David Price, who got the save in last night's victory over the Boston Red Sox, introducing the Illinois senator.
Now please welcome the next president of the United States, Barack Obama.
The Rays will face the Philadelphia Phillies, who also play in a critical battleground state, in this case, Pennsylvania. Always trying to get an advantage, earlier today, a McCain press aide sent forward to reporters a press release in which Obama was quoted last week in Philadelphia saying that he's a White Sox fan, but since they're out of the playoffs, quote, I'll root for the Phillies now. So Obama began his remarks today giving his due to the champs of the American League.
The Rays, those are just some wonderful young men, and I had a chance to meet their families, and they're just outstanding people. I was going to cut my hair in a mohawk in solidarity. But my political advisor said they weren't sure how that was going to play with swing voters.
But back to the job at hand. Observing early voting, Democrats begin the 12 days of such voting with a strong advantage as the process begins. According to the Secretary of State's office, Florida Democrats now have more than a 600,000-person advantage in registered voters over Republicans, nearly double the gap between the two parties in registered voters since 2004. Today's appearance in Tampa is just one of several that he and strong surrogates, like New York Senator Hillary Clinton, are making on Monday and Tuesday. Saying that power concedes nothing without a fight, Obama warned the more than 10,000 in attendance that though the polls look good right now, the campaign will get rougher in the last 2 weeks, as he took a shot at the Republican VP candidate, Sarah Palin.
We've seen it before, and we're seeing it again. Ugly phone calls, misleading mail, misleading TV ads, careless, outrageous comments, all aimed at keeping us from working together, all aimed at stopping change. It's getting so bad that even Senator McCain's running mate denounced his tactics last night. You know, you really have to work hard to violate Governor Palin's standards on negative campaigning.
In a familiar retelling of a standard stump speech, Senator Obama took several shots at John McCain as being clueless when it comes to dealing with the financial crisis and the economy overall. He invoked a comment by McCain campaign manager Rick Davis last month that the campaign would not be decided by policy issues, but on character issues.
Now, my opponent, he's made his choice. Senator McCain's campaign actually said a couple of weeks ago that they were going to launch a series of attacks on my character because they said, if we keep talking about the economy, we're going to lose. Now, that's one promise John McCain has kept. He's been on the attack. That's what you do when you're out of ideas, out of touch, and running out of time.
The McCain campaign has been hitting hard at Obama in the past week, virtually calling him a socialist after his comments made in Ohio to the now famous Joe the Plumber that he wanted to spread the wealth when it comes to his tax policy.
It is true that I want to roll back the Bush tax cuts on the very wealthiest Americans and go back to the rate that they paid under Bill Clinton. John McCain calls that socialism. What he forgets, conveniently, is that just a few years ago, he himself said those Bush tax cuts were irresponsible. He said he couldn't, in good conscience, support a tax cuts where the benefits went to the wealthy at the expense of middle-class Americans who most need tax relief. That's his quote. Well, he was right then, and I am right now.
Today, the McCain campaign again held several news conferences throughout the state, with local Joe the Plumber types speaking about John McCain's tax policies versus Obama's, but it may not be helping. A Suffolk University poll released today in Ohio has Obama up there by 9 points, and on the question of Joe the Plumber, 68% of Ohioans had heard of him, but just 6% said that Joe made them more likely to vote for McCain, while 4% said they were more likely to vote for Obama. However, in Missouri, the same question showed a 5% positive difference for McCain. Obama talked up jobs, alternative energy, and health care.
And if people ask you, how are we going to pay for all that? You just tell them, if we can spend $10 billion a month in Iraq when they have a surplus, we can spend that money right here in the United States of America.
Toward the end of his speech, he invoked the postpartisan themes that some say his candidacy truly represents, in lines similar to his electrifying national debut at the Democratic National Convention in Boston in 2004.
There are patriots who supported this war in Iraq, and there are patriots who opposed it. Patriots who believed in Democratic policies, and there are patriots who believe in Republican policies. The men and women from Florida and all across America who served on our battlefields, they may be Democrats, or they may be Republicans, or they may be independents, but they have fought together and bled together, and some died together under the same proud flag. They have not served a red America or blue America. They've served the United States of America. That's what we need to remember.
With 15 days before Election Day, WMF encountered many confident voters in the crowd, such as Alina Voss from Tampa.
John McCain has demonstrated in these recent weeks his erratic behavior. Early voting is very, very important. People are signing up for it. People are going right here after this rally to vote. I don't hear that from the McCain campaign. Pretty much, it's in the bag.
Joe Ramore is a member of the Teamsters, or as he calls himself, Joe the Teamster. He's a Vietnam veteran who says he respects John McCain for his military service, but says that doesn't automatically get his vote.
It's a terrible thing that happened to him, and he was quite the man, and I think most veterans would say he's a man. But he's not presidential material. And that's why I'm from Obama, on top of being for the working class and the middle class, which I'm a member of both. Well, I'm not working class anymore because I'm retired, but I retired with a pension, and I don't want that pension to be messed with. And I think that the Republican Party is not a party to be trusted with my future.
The endorsement Sunday by retired General Colin Powell was warmly received by those WMNF interviewed, including Tampa resident Sinclair Bridgewater, who had not yet heard the news.
Did that happen? I didn't know that.
Yeah,
This was recent. That's awesome, then. That's even better news.
Senator Obama's campaigning right now with Hillary Clinton in Orlando.